Accomplishment. We started with Tainus over the summer, and then we learned Rosh Hashanah, and we learned Sukkah, and we learned Sanhedrin, and this is now the fifth Masechta. It's the span of a few months, you know, just two Mishnayos a night, a few minutes here, a few minutes there. It always adds up. So the 15th Mishnah, Kol Chayavei Kriso Shalaku, Niftari de chrisasan, shenemar v'nikla achicha leinacha, kishalaka harehu keachicha divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. So we quoted this last night, that Malkos is a punitive process, but it's also restorative, that it takes somebody who could have been in a very bad way, chayiv kares, which is this side of Misas Bezdin, you know, the worst position a person can be in. Kares has many applications, shortens a person's life, b'olam hazeh, could cost them their portion, b'olam haba, lo aleinu, can hurt their children, what's called Ariri by the Torah, and if a person undergoes the process of Malkos, and as all of the Rishonim point out, he has to do tshuva also. It's not enough just to get, you know, to take one's licks and to say, all right, you know, I'm a reformed man. If a person really undergoes the internal process, so then, again, undergoing the process of Malkos is compared to Netilas Neshama. It's like, you know, losing one's life. So a person who violates one law, a law of Sheish B'maisa, is Chayiv Malkos. So a person who does one mitzvah, how much more so that he can, you know, his life can be spared from it. This isn't saying that a person should sit at home and play video games all day and say, look, you know, it's keeping me away from Averos, though it would be better than doing Averos, for sure, to play video games. But it means, you know, you have a person that came this close to doing an Avera, some situation of Yosef HaTzadik. The Rambam writes about that in the Perish HaMishnayos. Yosef HaTzadik, the Pasuk says, V'yehi hayom v'yevo habayis alasos melachto, it's a machlokes Rabin Shmuel in the Gemara, V'chad amar melachto mamish, and chad amar that it's a euphemism, that he was about to yield to Eishes Potiphar, and he was able to refrain, right? We all know that feeling when a person is about to let themselves snap in anger or to say something which our better judgment tells us should not be said. It's not really letoelas, whether it's rechilas, lashon hara, whatever it is. And a person has the gvura, koveshes yitzro, to be able not to do that. Sometimes that is the most significant of religious acts. Nosen lo schar kos mitzvah. I'd like to point out in conjunction with this mitzvah, with this mishnah, you know, you read Sefer Tehillim. What does Sefer Tehillim say in the beginning? Ashrei ish. Oh, you know, but what's the first step? The first step is what not to do. Asher lo halach batzas rishayim. V'derech hatayim lo amad. V'moshav leitzim lo yashav. Then kim b'soras Hashem cheftzo v'soras oyege yomam v'layla. That's the most important thing in life is what not to do, right? Right, the physicians, then they take the Hippocratic Oath, or the Jewish Orthodox physicians, they affirm whatever, you know, the first rule is do no harm. The most important thing you could do is not to do anything. So that's true spiritually as well. So Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Yobi Harei Omer Rach Chazak Leviltia Chol Hadam Ki Adam O Nefesh. Shemayim Adam Shenafsh Shal Adam Katsa Mimenu Haporish Menu Mekabel Schar. Most people that I know never said to me, I never was on the other end of a religious confession. Somebody confided in me, Rabbi, you know, I've really been struggling with the Isser Achilas Dam, but I'm holding myself back. So if there's a great schar that's associated with that, with Achilas Dam, so Gezel V'Arayos, so people cheating financially, Arayos, Shenafshul Shal Adam is Avilahen Mechamdatan, right? We don't have to hide from it. Chazal tell us that it's understood that the human condition, people may not be attracted to Dam, but the other Averos, at least in the moment, they seem attractive, whatever it is. So, Aporish Meham Malachas Kama V'Chama Shiz Kolo L'Dorosav L'Doros Dorosav Adsov Kol Adoros. It goes, as we say, when it comes to Avosa Chesed La'alafim, be thousands of generations, 2,000 generations, where the schar that we've accrued through our actions, and again, sometimes through our inactions, by avoiding Averos, that these accrue for many generations. So it's something to think about. You know, a person is contemplating doing an Avera, like going back to the example of Yosef HaTzadik. So the Gemara says, famously, that he saw the image of his father. But not only did he see the image of his father, but the Gemara goes on to say that as he saw that there was a choshen, right? That in the future there would be the Shiftei Ka. and that he was, you know, about to cross the Rubicon one way or the other in terms of what his destiny would be. So sometimes it's helpful to think about that, you know, if we're sitting here, you take an extra 5-7 minutes when everybody's tired and running to get home to learn Mishnayos, that the schar of this Limud HaTorah not only, you know, accrues to us, Bolam Hazeh, because, you know, what could be more important than learning Torah, but also L'dorosav, L'doros Darosav, Atzov Kol Adoros, that these, accrue and compound interests of so many generations. And here's, again, one of the most famous Mishnayos of all, the 16th and final Mishnah in the third parak of Masach Makos, Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'zakos Es Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do right by the Jewish people. Lefika, Achir B'lam Tar Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chavei Tzimad Tzidko Yagdil Terav Yadir. So he gave us more. More in terms of Torah and more in terms of mitzvos, because not only do we have more opportunities, this would be a little crass way of saying it, to earn schar. We're not here to, you know, to rack up points, but that Hashem gave us an opportunity to make spiritual, the Rav used to use the language of redeem, even the most mundane parts of life, when we eat or when we sleep, etc. And, you know, people would say there's nothing spiritual about that. You just have to do that as a from a physiological standpoint. So the halacha says no. Lachain hir b'lahem Torah mitzvos. There's a way that a Jewish person eats with brachos and with dignity, and there's a way that a Jewish person sleeps, not to indulge themselves, but to have enough strength. And the mentality, the Rambam says, before a person goes to sleep, is he should think, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, let me sleep now so I can be strong later, right? You know, unlike people who say, you know, it's just like, you know, a tanug for them. So, etc., that the Torah encompasses every aspect of life, from the workplace to the home, and everywhere to the shul, and everywhere in between. It governs everything that we do. So.